Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
How are you on this wonderful, beautiful, phenomenal, fantastic, tremendous May 29th, 2023? Yes, it's Memorial Day. It is Memorial Day on this Monday. And you know what? This is very important, and that's why this is a very important topic on our show today, Memorial Day. Do you know how many people have died to keep America as one of the freest, most powerful countries in the world? Oh, yeah, by the way, let me just tell you right away, if you want to listen to the show on your phone, you dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, and you press 1 if you want to come in the queue and talk, or if you want to just listen, just dial that number, and you can listen to the show. Now, if you want to listen online, there's two ways you can listen online, three ways, and I'm going to tell you now. On social media, You can go to Facebook at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Put another book behind that book. And you will see me live on Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Now, if you want to see me on YouTube, yes, today we are on YouTube. Yes, we are. We're on YouTube today, and we're trying it out. We're trying out YouTube because we're going to be doing Facebook Live, YouTube, and Blog Talk Radio and the phone, okay? We got to reach all the people around the world. So on YouTube, it's the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube. The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube. Good morning, Cousin Veronica. I see you. I see you on Facebook Live. I want to see you call in. We got to get that sports report. And unfortunately, our Lakers are out of it, bro. Golly. But let's see what's going to happen between the Celtics and the Miami Heat. And then they will play the champions from the West, which will be the Denver Nuggets. But anyway, on a more serious note, now, remember, today we're on YouTube. The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube today, right now, live, right now. Also, if you want to go and listen to the show online, you can go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. Okay, let me tell you that one more time. You go to blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com, and on the search you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. Now, everybody on Facebook Live, please tag 10 people. Please tag 10 people on Facebook Live. Cousin V, tag 10 of our family members right now and 10 church members. And also, come on and call on in at 646-787-8064. And if you want to check us out on YouTube, you go to Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube. Good morning, Gloria Freeman. Auntie Gloria, what's happening? Oh, I'm so happy. All the way from Virginia. Yes. All right. You know, Wanda said hello, too. She said hi. She is helping me to produce the show on YouTube right now. She is one of our producers, Mrs. Wanda Jones, my beautiful wife. And so we're happy to have her with us this morning. And Gloria put up a big heart. Thank you, Gloria. She put a heart up for both of us. And we appreciate that. And, okay, so this show today is dedicated to every soldier. Every soldier, whether it was Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guards, every entity of military, this show is dedicated to the ones who are fallen soldiers who lost their lives fighting for the freedom and justice and equality of America. That's what this show is about today. That's who this show is dedicated to today. Thank you, Auntie Gloria, for watching the show all the way from Virginia. What's going on, Kevin? How are you, brother? God bless you, man. And our prayers are with you, Brother Kevin. You know, we already shouted you out, and we continue to shout you out, my brother. And I want to shout out all the Dorsey alumni. We lost a good brother named Willard Deckard, who went to Susan Miller Dorsey High School, who ran track. And so we celebrate the life and the legacy of one of our fallen heroes from Dorsey High School, Mr. Willard Deckard. We send our love and our condolences to his family. What a show we have for you today. Okay. All right. Well, we just got a message from Kevin saying that he's trying to raise money for his mom's services. We're going to talk to you off the show, brother. I'm going to call you after the show, and I'm going to hit you up, so we'll talk about that later. What a show we have for you today. But we want to remember our soldiers. Hey, Vera, how are you? Welcome to the show. Vera, all right, good. Again, I want to tell everybody this is so important. You can put another book behind the camera. Okay, this is really important. Today we are on YouTube. We're on YouTube. We're practicing on YouTube today. We're practicing on YouTube today, and it's the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube. That's right. We're going YouTube. We're going to have Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, and the number to call into the show, 646-787-8064. So we're hooking it all up. I see your number there, Brother Kevin. We're going to talk to you, brother. You know, this week has been such a week. And I didn't want to tell everybody, but, you know, I can tell you now because it's over with. About 3 weeks ago, I had surgery. And as you can see, I'm doing just fine. So I want to thank God. A minor surgery, outpatient surgery. And I didn't want to say anything until it was over. And now it's over. And there is no cancer. And there was no cancer. So I just want to say thank God. Praise God for whom all blessings flow. I want to send a big shout out to my daughter, Tawana Jones, and my uncle, Bernard, who came over to the church yesterday to hear me preach. I want to shout my wife out, Wanda. They all came over to support me as I preached yesterday. And I preached out of Psalms chapter 84, which is our scripture of the week, Psalms chapter 84, verse 10. And we'll read that a little bit later. And the sermon is, who is protecting your door? Who is protecting your door? Because, see, we have to be careful because sin will come to your door. Amen. Burglars will come to your door. Amen. Prostitutes will come to your door. But which door are you walking into? Are you walking into God's door, the door with light in it? Are you walking into doors of alcohol, to doors of things that you don't even want to be in? Then you get in the door and you can't figure out how to open the door to get out. You know how to get into it, but you can't get out that door. And the only way you're going to get out of it is if you have God in your life and you got to walk through his door. You know, because it's so important to know what door you're walking into. You want to walk in the door with the light. And then when your life is over, and it will be one day, then you got to go through another door. And there's going to be two doors, and you got to pick the right one. You got to make sure you did the right things so you can get through the right door. If you did the wrong things, you're going to open the door and go, ah, and you're going to go down to hell, okay? And if you open up the right door, you're going to walk into the door of light, and you're going to be welcomed. Welcomed into the right door. You want to be with God all the time. Not half the time, all the time. You want to see God's face. Amen. Praise God. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights because we all have rights. Let's get in our co-producers of the show. Let's start off with my daughter, Tawana Jones. Good morning. Hey, Kenya, how are you? Wonderful. Good morning, Kenya Monique. How are you? Welcome to our show. Let's welcome in Tawana Jones. Good morning, Tawana. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Doing all right. How about yourself? How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
All right.
Can you
well,
hear me?
I just want to say God bless to everyone. Loud and clear. Yes, it is. I just want to say I love you. Congratulations on yesterday. And to everyone, happy Monday. God bless everyone. To all of the fallen, to anyone who has ever served, I salute you. And thank you so much for your service, Dad. And I want to say a shout-out to Uncle John Clayton and to my grandfather, Eddie Jones Sr. And also to my family in Texas. I'm sure I'm leaving out a few family members, but I just want to wish you all a salute. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lauren. And without further ado, let's get into the studio. Clarence M. Allen, our co-producer. Good morning, Clarence M. Allen. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good morning, Brother Clarence.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, Tawana Jones. Good morning to the co-panelists. But it's this. All I want
to the world.
Mm-hmm. Brother
Clarence?
Yes, sir. Brother
Clarence, you're breaking up, Brother Clarence.
Yeah, there's
breaking
a
up
screeching.
Yeah, but the music...
There's a screeching in the background. Is that better, Pastor Eddie?
Yeah, we would... Yeah. Go ahead and just keep talking. Keep talking. I'll adjust it.
Yes. But I just want to say good morning to all our wonderful listeners. Good morning to all our service personnel. throughout the nation, especially a salute to those who have fallen and made that ultimate sacrifice to keep this nation protected, to keep this nation and its citizens free and safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. So once again, Pastor Eddie, thank you for having me aboard this most magnificent morning radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Show. Thank you, sir.
Words. We're getting it going 1 minute at a time. I want to thank you. Good morning, Elizabeth. Gerald, how are you this morning?
Morning, sir.
Welcome to our show. Good morning, and Cousin Veronica, we want to, first of all, I want to shout out my cousin, Kimberly Kermoud. Yeah, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Cousin Kim. Happy birthday to you. We're going to do that a little bit later.
Happy
cousin
birthday,
Kim. Always... Yeah. And so, okay, you're trying to find me on YouTube. Okay. It'll be later when you find me on YouTube, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube. Today we're just doing a pilot test on YouTube. Next week we'll be full-blown on YouTube, but this week we're just doing a pilot test just to get it going. It'll be the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube. Without further ado, let's get in our professor, Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. I'm doing just fine, and we're having our wonderful, wonderful thoughts and prayers on this Memorial Day. So I want to do a one have to the countless people over the years and armed forces who have made the sacrifices and necessary sacrifices. This is a day of commemoration of the sacrifices that you, Pastor Jones, as well as you, Clarence, who is in the armed forces, and to all your family members, my family members who have also made the ultimate sacrifice, especially my father who fought in World War II, my father-in-law who fought in the Korean War. And to all my cousins across the nation who are in the armed forces for their dedication, loyalty, and their sacrifice. And to also to our listeners, it's a wonderful day for celebration. To all the Blog Talk Radio listeners, to the best Blog Talk Radio program that will allow us to have this time of memorial and celebration. Now to good morning, Clarence Regular. Good morning, Talana. And good morning to all the co-panelists, co-producers, and co-hosts. I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Good morning. Brother Clarence, thank you for serving our country, Brother Clarence.
I salute you, Brother Clarence.
Same to you. Thank you. I love you all. Hey, Pastor Eddie, and if I can say this right quick, I went to Fleet Week Saturday, man. I went down to San Pedro, man. I toured the USS Ashland, it's a LSD, it's a landing ship. They carry the hover boats with the heavy vehicles and 900 Marines, man. It was a beautiful tour. I saw the Marines, I saw the Navy, the Army was there, the Air Force was there, the Armed Forces was there. And it's all in celebration to United States military and those who have made that ultimate sacrifice. I saw President Biden and Vice President Harris this morning lay the wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier. So, you know, these things are important, you know, because this all started with in 1776, and it also started in 1863, man. We lost a lot of colored troops fighting for our freedom, and, you know, without that, would we be free today?
Yes. That's right. So with that being said, hold that thought, Clarence. That we're just about to get into that topic in just a minute, and I'm going to give you some more time to elaborate a little bit more on that. That was some good pertinent information you just shared with us. Let's get in Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, who does the health and wellness on our show. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am good. Good morning to all the listeners. And to everyone that has served our country, our nation, and their family members, and those that are still living, and those that have passed on, much love and happy Memorial Day.
Well, thank you so much. But before we go any further, let's get in. Vera, don't go anywhere. We got something special for you, Vera. Let's see. Caller in the 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh. Is this Linda Goldie?
Yes, it is.
Everybody say good morning to Vera, and everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning to everybody.
That's right. Now, everybody say good morning to all the people on Facebook Live, and everybody on Facebook Live, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Say good morning, y'all. Come on.
Good morning,
Facebook. Good morning, everyone
good morning,
on Facebook
y'all.
Live. Mm-hmm.
Facebook Live. Good morning, Facebook Live.
Now we're also on YouTube, and today we're testing on YouTube. It will be the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube. We're testing it today. Next week we'll be full-blown on YouTube. We're taking this to a whole nother level. We got to reach more and more people that need to know about their civil rights, their constitutional rights, their human rights, their amendment rights, and all their other rights. And some people don't know about their rights, and that's why if you don't know, that's why you fail, because of a lack of knowledge and wisdom and information. But when you know how to deal with the police pulling you over or doing certain things or coming into your house without a search warrant. When you know these laws, when you know your rights and your amendment rights, then you can use them in a way to help you through turbulent situations that could occur at any moment in your life and change your whole life around. So that's why we talk about the realities of things on the show. About civil rights and constitutional rights and human rights and your rights and my rights and our rights, because we all have rights. With that being said, I want to – everybody on Facebook Live, please tag 10 people. Now, I want to say this morning. We're talking about Memorial Day. What does Memorial Day mean? Memorial Day are all the soldiers, whether they came from the Coast Guards, the Army National Guards, the Coast Guard National Guards, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, everybody. We're celebrating the fallen soldiers who sacrificed their life to protect this country. I am retired from the military, and I thank God for it. Brother Clarence is retired from the military. I have family members, my Uncle John, my Uncle Florence, and so many other family members who have been in the military. So this show is dedicated to every person who served our country and lost their life doing it. I can't even imagine to tell you how many people died in the Korean War, how many people died in the Civil War. This Memorial Day holiday goes back to the Civil War. It goes way back. And it comes up, we're talking about the war in Korea and North Korea. We're talking about the Middle East, Afghanistan, and all these other places. We're talking about Vietnam, which is one of the worst wars that ever took place. We fought so many wars to keep people free. And so many parents, my heart goes out to all the parents, to all the wives, to all the sisters and brothers and cousins and uncles who saw their loved one leave and go to war and never come back, and never come back, or came back with a lost limb, or blind, or a lost leg. You don't know what war is. Not easy. It's never been easy. It's a hard, hard thing for families for a wife to see her husband off, even on a SEAL team. My heart goes out to the Navy SEALs. My heart goes out to all the secret missions that have been done to help keep America free and safe. The reason why you can walk down the street today is because of the soldiers who have fought overseas and around the world to keep Americans free and freedom and justice and equality for all people. Okay, so with that being said, I want to go to Professor Reams first. Who knows what Memorial Day is really all about, all these fallen soldiers. And when I say fallen soldiers now, let me be very, very clear. Every nationality, male and female, and human beings. We have a lot of females that were shot down and killed during wartime that was out there fighting just like everybody else. They lost their lives saving people, nurses inside of places where they were blown up while they were helping to save other soldiers. You just don't know the sacrifices that have been made. And some of them are top secret and the government can't even talk about it, about how many, you know, when we look at Agent Orange, I can't even name all the top secret missions that are still being done where soldiers have sacrificed their lives for the greater American freedom and justice. So this is what this show is about today. And the reality of it all is that soldiers are still sacrificing their lives right now. I have family members in the military right now. I want to send a shout-out to my cousin Sean in the Navy who's graduating, and I want to send a shout-out to my cousin Christopher who's in the military. I want to send a shout-out to all my family in Texas that's in the military and retired from the military, including my cousin Abraham. I want to send a shout-out to everybody who has a family member that's still serving in the military right now. But before we go any further, hey, Vera, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Well, today is May the 29th. Your birthday is June the 2nd, right?
Yes. Ellen, I want to say happy birthday to Clarence.
Well, we're going to say happy birthday to you, too. It's your birthday. When's your birthday, Clarence, when's your birthday?
Speaking to me, Pastor Eddie.
Oh, yeah. When's your birthday, Clarence?
Yesterday. Yes, I started a new solar cycle yesterday. Praise God.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's my cousin Kim's birthday. To all the May birthday people, here we are. We're going to sing happy birthday to you. But first, I'm going to give you my version, and then everybody else can just jump in, okay? Let me do it by myself first, all right, y'all? Okay, so Clarence, Kimberly, Vera, happy birthday. And to all the people in May, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Give him a big hand. We love you, Clarence. We love you, Butterfly.
Love you all back.
Dorothy. Happy birthday, all of you.
You have an amazing birthday celebration when your new solar cycle begins. I love you.
And Vera is starting off all the June birthdays, and I want to send a happy birthday to my wife. Happy birthday, wife. She has a birthday coming up in June, too, so. Yeah.
So mine is on June 8th, too, as well, Pastor Joe. Yeah.
That's right, Professor Reed.
We're all the Geminis.
Right.
Yeah. Including her cousin, my favorite prince, June 7th.
Yes.
So let's work.
I see one of my Georgia High School alumni, Melanie Lee Ellis. Hey, Melanie, Dorsey alumni, how are you? I'm so glad you joined us. Please tag 10 Dorsey people. We're talking about Memorial Day. We're talking about the soldiers that have served in the military. And with that being said, we're going to go to Professor Reams since we shouted out all the birthday people for the month of May and all the people that started off in June, like my sister Vera. Happy birthday to you, Vera. Happy birthday to you, Professor Reams. Happy birthday to you, Brother Clarence. And happy birthday to all the June and May and June people. Happy birthday.
And Shadana and Brandon and Gabrielle. Yes.
Brandon, all the June people in birthday. That's right. Shadana's is June the 10th. That's right. And we are so honored and happy. Huh? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Dennis's birthday is June 18th. That's right. That's right. June 18th for Dennis and his birthday. Happy birthday, bro. Okay, so with that being said, I want to talk about Memorial Day. And we're talking about the fallen soldiers who have served our country, whether they were in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. They have sacrificed their lives to protect our country, to give us our freedom, to give us our equality here in America. And I can't name, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to leave anybody out. I can't name all the top secret missions and Navy SEALs and Army top secret and Army, you know, projects that took place to keep America free. So with that being said, let's go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, give us some more information about all the people that have sacrificed their lives protecting American soil and American people. Good morning, Letitia Long. Good morning, Letitia. Welcome to the show. So glad to see you on this morning. So glad to see you on. And happy, happy, happy Memorial Day to you. Go right ahead, Professor Reams. Take the floor. Talk to us. Hey, Letitia.
What I'm going to do is start the overall ball, but I also know that Clarence will also have some wonderful things to add. But let's just go back and just as Clarence began dealing with Memorial Day and its origins, which used to be called Decoration Day. And it is, as we've mentioned, it's a federal holiday in the United States for honoring and the mourning of the U.S. military personnel who died serving the United States Armed Forces. And from 1868 to 1970, it was observed on May 30th, but then after 1970, it was later observed on the last Monday of May. Now, one thing about it is that we have so many things to be thankful for, because if you think about the War of 1776 and Crispus Attucks and the soldiers that were there that were fighting for the freedom, even during the time that there was early slavery, many of those who were free and also slaves during that time, or even near slaves, were involved in the Revolutionary War in some way, shape, or form. But it didn't really get into play until 1863. Because that was, of course, the beginning of the Civil War, or the early beginning of the Civil War as it progressed. And one thing that would happen is that as the troops were falling, every state started celebrating their own because, again, they were trying to protect many of the soldiers, whatever they did, whether they enlisted or they're at home or even the families. And so the first one occurred in Virginia in 1861, where you had the first Civil War graves to be decorated overall, which is why it was called originally Decoration Day. Then it moved to Jackson, Mississippi in 1865, where they decorated soldiers, then to Charleston, Carolina, South Carolina, Columbus, Georgia, and Columbus, Mississippi. And each of these states had a different way of decorating soldiers. So it meant that anyone that was doing work within the armed forces, services, whether it was Secret Service or the secret mission, so you have spies that are involved. It's not like what it was with the CIA, because you had some reconnaissance that goes on. You also had families. You had nurses who were involved in the military that were helping the civilian population. And as things progressed overall, then it would expand over. And as we started dividing the different armed forces, we were looking at the Navy, at the Army, at the Marines, at the Air Force, and now included is Space Force, that and also the Navy SEALs, as well as the Coast Guard. Each of these have gone through standard training, whether it's in Georgia or whether it's in San Diego or whatever the training is, so that we can have the freedoms that we have. And that's why it's an honor to be able to provide this. And let's not forget, we had the Buffalo Soldiers who were also involved in this, dealing with the Army, and the Tuskegee Airmen that led the way. And the thing that is interesting about the military, even though we were in the middle of segregation overall, it was the military that allowed people of color, to African Americans specifically, to serve and give rank, and then to get and to integrate the armed services, because the camaraderie that developed over the years between the soldiers was just insurmountable. Many of them were protesting when the Tuskegee Airmen came back and couldn't be honored in the same hotels when they returned. But because they were brothers on the battlefield, it erased all of the culture of hate that was there, because you were unified under the banner of freedom for this country. And it was also hoped by the NAACP, that this would show, gain a level of respect within society through the military by having these opportunities and showing how well we were going to fight and we weren't traitors and that we really loved the country overall. So Memorial Day is more than just the day. I mean, we celebrated by having barbecues. We remember our family members. But it was also a vehicle where African-Americans could expand and lead to civil rights and equality, because at least then when you were a captain, it didn't matter what color you were, you're a captain of the captain. And it's because of that legacy. Now, of course, Memorial Day shares its serving and celebration with Armed Forces Day, which is usually early in May, and then Veterans Day, which is in November. So think of all the folks from the clerks all the way to the armed forces, to the Secret Service, to the nurses, to the families, to the teachers, anyone who has been involved in the armed forces in some way, shape, or form to support the fighters in the field are being honored. Now, of course, we have the cemeteries of the unknown soldiers. That's there because, again, there are so many people that were involved that we don't know the names of them. But we wanted to pay homage to them both in Washington, but also in Wilshire, because that is land for the people who made the ultimate sacrifice, regardless of what their race, whether their religion, or their preference, whatever it was, they made the sacrifice so that we could have our freedom. So these are the folks, so whoever has been doing, and there was no single job, let's think about this. God places us here with our gifts. Okay. And so in the military, if you found the gift or the area that you're in, you're still military. You can still do the battle cry. And for the fighters, the mechanics who help with the aircraft carriers or who fix the planes or who helps to fix the ammunition are just as important, because without them, you can't have the fighters in the field. So think
That's
about
right.
everyone who makes up this whole armed forces, where it's a collective, all of us, that we can get around. That's why when the Veterans Hospital was created and the issues, as you mentioned, Pastor Jones, of AIDS and some of the PTSD, it breaks my heart to see the homeless and those that have come from the military being treated so bad. So it made it even more important that we fight for them, give them health care, fund them, clothe them, honor them, not just, you know, you did a good job and forget about them. Because it's easy
yeah.
to do that when you're not going to be fighting. But when it comes down to when an enemy's coming up, who do they turn to? And these folks, in light of everything else, just like God, you know, he blesses us even though we don't deserve it. They still sacrifice, go out there, do their job, just like you and Clarence did. They didn't bat an eye. They just made the sacrifice because they understood that this was the that they were chosen to provide us with the freedoms that we have. So with that, I yield back to Pastor Jones.
All right, let's give a big hand for Professor Reed.
Outstanding, usual. Thank you, Professor Reed.
Oh, okay.
Byron, take it away. I warmed him up for you.
Say, you know, we're working on YouTube, the show on YouTube today. This is a test trial. This is a test. The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show is on YouTube this morning. But right now, I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live that's on right now. Thank you. Good morning, Barbara. How are you? Good morning to everybody who's on Facebook Live. If you want to see us on Facebook Live, you go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Right now, I want to give a special tribute to all the fallen soldiers. I want to let you know that I lit a candle for all the fallen soldiers, and the candle's burning right here, right now. You can see the flame. That soldier, this candle is for all the fallen soldiers, so I'm going to play this for every soldier that has ever been on the battlefield and lost their life, whether they're Army, Marines, Navy, Coast Guards, Special Forces, Army, Air Force, every Coast Guard, everybody. This is for all the families out there.
on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. A tribute to our soldiers. Amen, amen. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. That was so emotional for me. That was, I don't know about you, but hearing Taps takes me way back. I mean, it just, you know, my Uncle Florence and all family and all the people who lost their lives serving our country. Thank you, Barbara. She put a salute out, Barbara. Thank you, Barbara. And thank you, everybody on Facebook Live who put a salute out right now. That was for all the fallen soldiers who helped serve this country. I'm just emotional right now. Thank you, Sheila Timberlake. She put the flag out there. Thank you guys so much. Our soldiers are so valuable, such an intricate part of our freedom and justice and equality. We should never, ever forget our fallen soldiers. That's what Memorial Day is about. It's not about barbecue ribs and potato salad. It's about people who fought for our country and served our country, and gave their lives up for freedom for American citizens. With that being said, I want to go to Clarence and Mallon. Clarence and Mallon, take the floor. Talk to us about Memorial Day and what it means to you. Go right ahead, Brother Clarence.
Yes, that was very touching, the chapter.
You know, Brother Clarence, you're breaking up, man. I don't know if your phone's on speaker or, you know, but you're breaking up. You might want to take it off speaker if you're on there.
Okay, how's that, Pastor Eddie?
That's much better. We can hear you loud and clear,
brother.
Yes, sir, much better.
Okay, yes, I was saying that Taps has played every evening on every military installation, every barracks, and when Taps has played, all military personnel honor that, standing at attention with a salute toward the American flag.
Yes.
So if there's no flag in the area, they stand at attention and give reverence and respect to that. You know, it's played during a funeral service at every veterans and every military personnel when they're buried. But I like to read something here. On May 29th, 1943, an African-American soldier of the 364th Army Infantry was killed on an Army base in Mississippi. This was the beginning of the loss of 1,227 African-American soldiers during World War II on that American base. The 364 was an all-black regiment of soldiers that had been stationed in the Jim Crow era, Centerville, Mississippi. At that time, the Army base had begun intensifying its effort to recruit blacks, but was still racially segregated. The few black regiments designed for combat were typically undertrained, undersupplied, and sent to stations where they were isolated and subject to insult and attack from hostile white civilians. The 364th arrived at Camp Van Dorn in two groups on May 26th and May 28th, 1943. On May 29th, 1943, black soldier Private William Walker from the regiment was detained by a military policeman and questioned about his improper uniform and lack of a pass, resulting in a fight. The county sheriff arrived. The private attempted to flee and was shot and killed by the sheriff. Shortly after, supply room was stormed by men of another company of the same regiment, and they took up a number of rifles. A crowd gathered near the regimental exchange, and a riot squad made up of black military policemen fired into the crowd. One soldier was wounded by this exchange. The Army High Command in Washington, D.C., warned base and regimental commanders that they were to end racial violence or lose their jobs. What followed the 364th rally and cry was subject to conflicting reports. Allegations ranged from minor skirmishes and disciplinary action to the wholesale slaughter. The 364th morning reports, a kind of company-by-company daily attendance sheet, noted dozens of soldiers were AWOL following the Walker shooting and its aftermath. Files in the National Archive trace some who made their way north seeking from the local induction board asylum from what they call life-threatening situations. So, you know, Memorial Day is also in memory of this 1,227 black soldiers who were slaughtered down there in Centerville, Mississippi on May 29th, 1943. Let's not forget them.
Man, all right, Brother Clarence, man, let's not forget them. Let's give them a big hand, you guys. That's good information. Good information.
Amen.
Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're talking about a very sensitive topic right now, a very sensitive subject, Memorial Day, and what Memorial Day really means and what it really is all about. Memorial Day is not just about having barbecue ribs and potato salad and greens and cornbread and out in the backyard, you know. And it's more than that. People lost their lives. People have sacrificed their lives so that America can be free. The reason why you can go to the grocery store, you can hang out and walk and go where you want to go is because we fought for that freedom, for everybody to have that freedom. What is freedom? Well, put yourself in a place where you can't go anywhere. Put yourself in a place where you can't get out of that situation. Your freedom has been taken away. Well, guess what? When we go overseas on these ships, and on these airplanes, and we parachute out and drop on the ground in another country, we're not promised to come back. Nobody's promised to come back. That's when once you sign that waiver, you belong to the United States military, and you are on assignment to do whatever your assignment is. And if by chance you should lose a limb or your life fighting for the right for the freedom of your country, well, that's what you signed up for. Is it right? It depends on who you're talking to. Let me give you an example. Muhammad Ali was drafted into the army, but he never went. And he said that there were certain alienated reasons why he didn't go. And he got an attorney and he fought and he did not go. He said, it's not my war. He said, they're not over there killing us. And I got to tell you, I read all about it. And in Vietnam, the Vietnamese were not shooting African Americans. They said, African Americans, go home. This is not your war. So that's why Muhammad Ali decided that he did not want to serve in the military because he felt like he was fighting a war that it wasn't our war to fight. Everybody has their reason for signing up for the military. And so I commend those who were drafted without their permission, and I commend those who signed up, such as myself and Clarence and other people who have signed up for the military and went to fight for justice and equality for our countries. I'm going to come back to you in just a few minutes, Brother Clarence, and we'll get that read in. But for now, I want to go to Linda Goldie, and before I go to Vera and Talana, I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, how are you, Linda?
Still surviving. I just wanted to say I was born November 11th, 1942, and that was the first Veterans Day. So Veterans Day has always been pretty special to me, or I wouldn't be here.
Right. Wow, that's really wonderful. So have you had any family members serve in the military at all, Linda?
Not that I know of. Not that my okay. I know of. My mother's people were farm people. And so they, you know, I think they all the boys stayed on the farm. But and my dad was a conscientious objector, so he didn't go to war.
Now, Linda, you know that if you were the only son, if you were the first and only son, if I'm not mistaken, you didn't have to go to the military. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think you were not drafted if you were the only son in the family, because someone had to be there to carry on the family name.
I see.
And so, yeah. Well, hold that thought, Linda. Thank you so much for adding that. Vera Jones, Vera, take the floor. What do you want to say about Memorial Day? And, you know, go right ahead.
As I mentioned earlier, this is outstanding because they paved the way and set up for us all and for our nation and country. And I would like to say a special shout out to my cousin that's about to graduate at this time that's in the service, and to my niece that is serving at this moment, and to my brother-in-law who retired. And I also wanted to say that there is a special grant that was just approved on February 3rd, 2023 for $30 million for all homeless vets or any vet that is in need of medical assistance. What they can do is go to veteransaffairs.gov for housing and for grants, and they should also check in with this number at 877-424-3838, or they can just go online to veteransaffairs.gov. So that's what I wanted to mention. And if you know of anyone that is medically ill or homeless, if you can give them that information, that will be wonderful, because $30 million is what they need and some. Amen.
Vera, can you do a favor? Can you type that into the chat on Facebook Live, on our Facebook Live page? Because that'll be great. I mean, that's some really good information, and some people might not have written it down.
I'm not on Facebook Live at this time, Eddie, but if I can get on there before the show is over, I will surely type that info.
Thank you so much. And Sheila Timberlake said her dad served and three of her brothers served, so we commend your dad and your three brothers. I want to send a shout-out to my Uncle Bernard, who also served in the military. And, you know, even though today is Memorial Day, it's not Veterans Day, but Memorial Day is just like Veterans Day, except for Veterans Day, we're still alive. Memorial Day, they passed away. So we memorialize all the fallen soldiers in the military to make sure that we remember never to forget. And I've got to tell you, when I played Taps while ago, and every time I hear it, even when my friend Jackie, I did her dad's funeral, he was a military, and we went out to the military, you know, to the service, to do a service, and they played Taps. And every time I hear it, I get tears, because I think about how many millions, not thousands, millions of soldiers lost their lives from the first war all the way up until now. And it's been millions, probably trillions, trillions. All right, Clarence, thanks for putting that up there with about the Veterans Affairs and www.veteransaffairs.gov. Okay, yeah. And you can call 877-424-3838. It is written, and we are all in there. Okay, so with that being said, I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, please take the floor. Then we'll come back to you, Clarence, and then we're going to switch into another topic. This topic is going to be deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the river. We want you to know that this particular topic is coming up next. I'm going to do a little, you know, disclaimer on it. Yeah. And we want to make sure that nobody is offended by the topic. Because I'll just say this. This DeSantis guy
has tried to keep black history out of the classrooms in the state of Florida. You cannot keep our history out of any classroom in the United States of America and around the world, because the United States of America and the world would never be what it is without African Americans, without black Americans, without our people. This would not even exist. Okay? And I don't know if somebody has on the computer and the cell phone. So if you have on the computer and the cell phone and you're live, please mute one of the other ones, because it's like an echo in the background. Thank you so much. And thank you, Clarence, for getting that information up there. That's so important. Okay, wait, let's see. Testing. Okay. Test one, two. Okay, hold on. Test one, two. Can you hear me okay? Okay, now it's better. Thank
yes,
you,
I
whoever
can
did
you
that. Thank you. Okay, all right. Thank you so much. Okay, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're going to go to Tawana Jones. Tawana Jones, please take the floor, Tawana. What do you want to say about Memorial Day? Go right ahead in your own words before we close out.
In my own words. I'm grateful for every person who has given service to our country. I also want to send a special shout out to Uncle Bernard. He was with us yesterday, and it is just a blessing to know that protecting and serving our country doesn't fall away to the wayside, that people understand that we have so many people who have fought for our country, who did a justice for us to be able to have the freedom. So I do just want to reiterate everything I heard all of our panelists and my team members say, that it is an honor and a privilege to be able to serve. So thank you guys so much. I love everyone. And to all the fallen, again, God bless you, to all the families and the people who have sacrificed and compromised and gave their family members a chance to be able to go and serve the country. That is honorable, and it will always be present. So I just want to salute those people and say thank you to everyone and share a quick affirmation with everybody. To the unknown soldier, a thank you. I do not know your name, although you were once a mother's son. Some must have waited patiently from some word for you to come home, for you to be safe and return. Your race, your politics, your creed, they don't matter. As the man or the woman who had to let you go sacrificed everything for our liberty. It says my, but I'm going to say our, for our liberty. A prayer of thanks. A prayer of thanks I say for you, for the mother, for the son, and for the family who have lost out on the right to have the sacrifice that you won. Thank you. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you. Let's give a big hand for Tawana bringing that. Thank you, Tawana. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well said, Tawana.
Wow, very well said. Thank you. Okay, it is 9:59 a.m. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We're going into another topic right now. I want to thank everybody who chimed in on Memorial Day and what Memorial Day really means, because a lot of times we get these holidays mixed up and we're out here barbecuing and celebrating. What are we celebrating? And why are we celebrating? And who are we celebrating? And for what reason? And the reason is because of soldiers who have lost their lives protecting the freedom and equality of the United States of America. We are one of the most powerful countries in the world. We are the most powerful country in the world. In the world. And everything that trickles down to other places, it comes from America. Everybody wants to come to America. Eddie Murphy did a movie called Coming to America. Everybody wants to come to America. You know why? Because we're the melting pot. Because we give people freedoms and justices, and we give them jobs and opportunities. And that's what people want. It doesn't matter what color you are. Everybody wants opportunity. Everybody wants opportunity. For some reason, you can get an opportunity here in America. Where you go other places around the world, you might not be able to get that opportunity. But we, the people of the United States of America, who have served our country, and those who have died serving our country, made sure that we all have alienated rights, that we all have freedom and justice and equality. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, a civil rights talk show. And now we're going to go to another topic, and I want to do a disclaimer on this topic. This topic does not have anything to do with being racist. It doesn't have anything to do with being biased. It doesn't have anything to do with hating anybody because of the color of their skin. It doesn't have anything to do with offending anyone. One of the things that we can't do is we can't stop talking about the elephant in the room. We can't just act like this does not exist. There are some shows that don't want to talk about African Americans in America and blacks in America. We need to talk about it. If we don't talk about it, we won't be able to resolve the issues that surround it. Some people have done so many bad things to other people that they don't want black history to be talked about in the classrooms in the state of Florida. His name is Ron DeSantis. He's the guy who's actually running for president of the United States. And I'm telling you, I'm saying it, me, myself, I don't ever want him to be our president. Any man that will go out of his way to put up a law where black history shouldn't be taught in the classroom at a college, university, or elementary school or middle school level has got to be sick in their mind. Yes, I said that. Yes, sick in their mind. How you going to just take away black history? How you going to just take away the black people who built the White House, built the railroads, picked the cotton fields, picked the tobacco fields? You just going to count them out? Okay, you can't do that. Here's our second topic. Am I judged because I am black? Here's our second topic. I am judged because I am black. You hate me, but you want to be like me. My hair, my lips, my eyes, my mind. Why? God made us all as human beings. Let's talk about it. I'm going to read that to you one more time. This is our second topic on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I hope you don't get offended. And if you've done anything bad to somebody because of the color of their skin and you're offended by it, then that's your problem. It's not our problem. You need to make amends with God. Amen. Our second topic is, I am judged because I am black. You hate me, but you want to be like me. My hair, my lips, my eyes, my mind. Why? My skin. God made us all as human beings. Let's talk about it. Okay, so this is going to be a sensitive topic. I want you to tune in and listen really well, because we're going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and it's the real deal, Holyfield. This is for everybody. This is not for one race. This is for all races. You want to call in and talk about it? You dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064, and that goes for everybody on YouTube also. It's the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube, and on Facebook Live, it's Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live, and you can call in and you can weigh in on this topic. I'm going to go first to our professor, Professor Reams. Please take the floor. Our topic is, I am judged because I am black. You hate me, but you want to be like me. My hair, my lips, my eyes, my mind. Why? God made us all as human beings. Let's talk about it. Go ahead, Professor Reams. Take the floor.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Jones. Now, one thing that we have to look at is the whole dynamics that are going on, because this goes back to slavery and the institution that was put there because of the fact that the work that we did, that our ancestors did because we were great workers, it also questioned our intellect. And when you have a consortive effort on trying to keep a group of people under control, this is where the Willie Lynch memo comes in, and this is where the idea and the myth of most countries that occurs is the myth that one group is superior to another. And in doing so, you have to continue that myth. Otherwise, it's identity politics that will be destructive. This is what we're seeing now because the same governor that you're mentioning also had an anti-woke campaign, which also deals with people now seeing the United States as it is, which is our history.
Professor Reams, hold that thought 1 second. Somebody asked for the topic again. I want to read you the topic one more time. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. This is a civil rights talk show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. Our second topic is, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, and if you are offended, then what did you do to somebody? Our second topic is, am I judged because I am black? You hate me, but you want to be like me. My hair, my lips, my eyes, you even want my mind. God made us all. Let's talk about it. So that's our second topic. Am I judged because I am black? So we have our professor on the show, Professor Reams. I want to shout out my brother Muhammad. Welcome to the show, Brother Muhammad. Brother Anthony Sheraton, long time no see, my brother. How are you? Welcome to the show. Professor Reams, a real professor, please take the floor. Please continue to reiterate on our second topic. Am I judged because I'm black? You hate me, but you want to be like me. Go right ahead, Professor Reams. Take the floor.
Well, the answer to this is a question, and it's so wonderfully put, is yes. Because the fact, think about our history. We have been the most legislative race in this nation. We've not only been talked about as being three-fifths of a human being. We then had to get further legislation just to be considered slaves, and then further legislation to get citizenship, and even that was taken away, and then more legislation to be able to vote, to be able to live where we want to live, to have a whole civil rights movement of trying to change the attitude, because as I've talked to my students over the years, we were part of chattel slavery, which meant that we were property. So if your toaster decided to have civil rights and want to have tell you when it's going to do the toast, you would feel pretty threatened by it and want to get rid of it because it was supposed to be done for one thing. It was never supposed to be an equal with you. So when we're looking at this question, this is the fight that we've been having ever since day one on having equal rights, equal opportunities, and also to just to be treated as everyone else is being treated, which doesn't happen because, as you're seeing from Florida, the person does not want to talk about the history of the United States, which is our history as African Americans in building the country in the first place, along with other races who came and also were mistreated as well. So the answer is yes. So one thing that we have to be careful of is this. For that act that he's doing in Florida, it is being challenged by Ben Crump as an attorney and also Chris Wissenhunt that says that this is against First Amendment rights, this is against education, this is against the students, and even the students have had protests for weeks and weeks and weeks on just this question. So all of these laws that this particular candidate is doing is going to be going to federal court and is going to be legislated and or litigated. And he's not going to win once it gets into the courts because it doesn't make any sense. And so we're seeing but we're also in a presidential year, as you've mentioned, and this gentleman is trying to outdo number 45, but being number 45 like. And the only way that he can drum up the base to shift from number 45 to him is to have the same policies, but not as controversial or as loud as the other person. And as you're seeing from his activities in Florida, other red states are adopting similar legislation to rewrite history or silence our history from the textbooks. So you're seeing books being taken away. You're seeing folks like even Baldwin being taken out because they don't want to offend, as you've mentioned before, or remind people of what this history was when it is telling the truth. So I usually call him Ron Can't Handle the Truth, DeSantis, because the fact that you think about A Few Good Men, which is a wonderful movie, I look at it all the time, you can hear Jack Nicholson saying, you can't handle the truth. So in looking at it from that point of view, you, and this is a good movie for along with Born on the 4th of July, a good way to look at it from this point of view that, yes, we are. George Floyd made a big impact because it showed what we've had to deal with and other revelations that's what that's happening in the black community, which have been dealt with, which people have not been awake, mainstream. So now they're woke, and now they're questioning, why are we doing this? That's why Gen Z is not having this, okay? But we still have folks in the boomers and also exes that are trying to hold on, barely hold on, to the old ways, which started off with, of course, the brilliance of Clarence Allen, the Willie Lynch memo, of how to continue, of course, to have self-hate, how to be destructive to each other, and how to just not even be involved because we might feel that our vote doesn't count. So that on sideline, let's vote and get there early. So, yes, we are judged, we are heavily judged, but it's because we destroy the myth of superiority, of which Clarence has mentioned, as inferiority. That's just an open blanket for inferiority. And wow. It's and they can't run on anything else. And so it means, on the other hand, we did a great job in educating, because the Gen Zers are the ones who grew up with President Obama. So these are Obama's babies. He says that all the time, even in his nonprofit, that I helped to bring in a generation of folks who are woke and that they loved me as a president because I include everybody. I didn't distinguish against anyone. This thing of hate was just for the 4 years. Now we need to return back to kindness, patience, and love. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, let's give a big hand, Professor Reams. That was well said. Well said. Now,
thank you.
I did a disclaimer at the beginning of this particular topic. Our last topic was Memorial Day, honoring all the soldiers that have protected America. Our second topic, and I did a disclaimer saying, we don't hate anybody on our show. We don't hate you, no matter what your race is, race, creed, color, or whatever. We don't hate you, but we want to, you know, make sure that, you know, we're being keeping it real. Our second topic is, am I judged because I am black? You hate me, but you want to be like me. My hair, my lips, my eyes, even my mind. Why? God made us all as human beings. Okay. So imagine if all the black people took over and made, I'm just hypothetically saying, white slavery, and we called them animals, and we made them to be subservient to us. Okay? Let's just flip the script for a second. Okay? You know, and let's see where we are now in 2023. Because we're not in 1959 anymore. We're not in 1960 anymore. We're definitely not in 1970 anymore. So what happened in the past can't dictate our future unless they keep fueling the fire to continue what is so unnecessary and so unrealistic. We're never going back to slavery. We're never going back to picking cotton again. We're never going back to picking tobacco. So we're not, none of us are subservient to anybody. Matter of fact, the greatest brain surgeon in the world is a black man. The greatest heart surgeon in the world is a black man. The greatest designer and builder in the world. Look at how the Egyptians built the pyramids mathematically, and scientists to this day can't figure out how they did it. And they didn't have any wheels to roll those heavy stones around to build the pyramid. So I'm just saying, some of the smartest people in the world are people of color. Even though if people like the Cantos want to keep that out of the history books, they don't want that in the classroom because they don't want the new generation to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. When you lie to people, when you deceive people, when you promise people things and don't give it to them, who are the real deceivers and the real corporates of causing these terrible, heinous things to happen? Who is the author of every war that ever took place?
The devil.
Who has all the guns and all the ammo? Okay, I don't want to go too deep. I told you this topic would be deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the rivers. Do you understand? Do you comprehend? Do you analyze and evaluate what is really going on? I'm going to read the topic again, and I'm going to move on to Clarence M. Allen. Our second topic is, am I judged because I'm black? You hate me, but you want to be like me. My hair, my lips, my eyes, you even want my mind. Why? God made us all as human beings. Let's talk about it. Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Am I judged because I'm black? Are you judged because you're black? Go right ahead. Hey, Sister Douglas.
Thank
you,
Pastor
Eddie. God bless you.
To all the panelists, another very important hot button topic here. You know, it depends who you come across, regardless of their race, their creed, whatever color they are. You know, there are many who have stigmas. There are many who are biased. There are many who are judgmental. So when it comes to being a person of color, being black African descendant, this has been going on for hundreds and even close to 1,000 years now. You know, once Africans had ruled all of Europe, built Europe, you know, when you go to Spain and you look at those magnificent structures, the African Moors built those structures, taught them irrigation and science and math, bathrooms, streetlights, and paved roads. All of this came out of Africa. All knowledge came out of Africa. And so once upon a time, much of this was stolen, burned, and even taken by the Europeans once some of them were educated. And Ferdinand and Isabella ran the Moors out of Africa. They came together and collaborated to run the Moors out, the side of the Moors. And so when we look at today, racism is a big stigma in our society with some people. Everyone, regardless of their race, is not a racist, is not a biased person, is not a bigot. But because we shine a light on those who are, because they do need that light shined on them, to expose them, to discourage them from what they're doing is wrong. And so it's just so many things went through my mind. Am I judged by being black? I have been judged by the color of my skin with some, but I also have been promoted by some because of the color of my skin, you know. So when we look at this knowledge thing that came out of Africa and now it's hoarded in these colleges, stored in these universities, and now you have to pay to acquire this knowledge to get a become a professional person or get a skilled trade, which is nothing wrong with paying for some knowledge, you know, and some information, you know, that can be an investment to get paid for what you know and what you can do. So, you know, Eddie, this is true with some. We still see it in our societies. We see it in our governments. You know, I was speaking with some people after I left San Pedro to Fleet Week, and we was talking, and you know, they mentioned this critical race theory. It's not a theory. These are facts. People don't want to hear, see, and be part of the truth of the atrocities that has occurred by some that put down on others just because of the color of their skin. You know, in the 1400s, I believe in the early 1480s, the Pope authorized the Atlantic slave capture of Africans. You know, I'm reading this book, Born in Blackness, Howard W. French. I would encourage everyone to get this book because this is a history book of actual facts. The references is there where to go and get the information for the proof. And I'm reading this chapter. It's called Dunge for Every Hole. And the Draxes, James Drax in the 1460s, I believe it was, the 1560s, they saw back then sugar was the big commodity. You know, first it was the gold, then the slave, then sugar, and then the cotton. And so on this island, what Drax did to those who were captured and in that bondage, they dug these holes. And so dumb, right. They had the slaves to carry these 80-pound bats of feces, human and animal feces, on their heads to fill these holes for the fertilizer to grow this sugar. And it speaks about in this chapter where the feces will spill over and to those prisoners of war into their faces. Some of them even swallowed. They got sick and many died. But these Draxes were some cold slavers. You know, don't allow anyone to call them something which they are not. Stop calling them slave masters. They were captors. They were slave owners, if you want to use that word. Don't allow somebody to take your mind to call them something that they are not. They are no superior to you. So stop calling that white S word. They're actually inferior.
Come on.
But somebody to take your mind and make you or encourage you to call them something which they are not. Because if you do, they have taken the power from you just by admitting that. So when it comes to like Professor Reams being woke or staying woke, you want to be the sharpest knife in the kitchen and also be able to spread butter at the same time. So, you know, these are things. We got to know who we are. We know we're children of God,
right.
But what is our ancestry? What is our connection? And because many of us are detached from that, that's why
right,
we see
right,
many of
right.
our own people having these malfunctions, not just in the United States, but around the world. We need to get back to who we are, know who we are, so we can respect each other and we can respect others accordingly and deal with them accordingly as we come across them. And with that, I have said my piece.
Amen.
Right,
amen.
Amen. That was
under regular.
Yes. And that's a wonderful information about this very sensitive topic. I gave the disclaimer at the beginning of this topic saying that I don't hate anybody. We don't hate anybody on our show. We don't care what your nationality is. We don't care if you're black, white, Latino, Chinese, Japanese, European, Ethiopian. It doesn't matter. But this is a topic that needs to be discussed the elephant is in the room, and we got to always walk around on walking on cotton balls. Like, you can't talk about not wanting our own history to be in the classroom. We can't talk about that. Exactly. Brother Anthony Sheridan said, sounds like he's saying, don't let anyone rob us of our joy. I say that at the end of every show. At the end of every one of my shows, I say that, and it's so important. I want to read the topic because a lot of people just came on. All the people that just came on Facebook Live, all the people that are on YouTube channel, thank you guys so much for supporting. On YouTube, it's The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube. On Facebook Live, it's the Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Radio Talk Show on, you know, on Facebook Live. If you want to call into the show, Anthony or anybody, Barbara, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. Barbara Hubbard said, we are not taught hate, but everyone is taught to hate us. Nail on the head. I don't care where people come from to this country. The first thing they're taught is don't deal with the black people. But let's go on to another. I'm going to read the topic to you one more time because, you know, I know that, and let me tell you who's listening to this right now. The FBI, the CIA, the DEA, the ATF, and any other government entity is listening to our show. Good morning, First Lady Felita Wilts. Blessings to you. Virgil Johnson, what's up, my brother? Man, Dorsey in the house. Hey, Virgil, what's going on, man? It's good to see you and Felita. Felita's from Dorsey, too. We are powerful people. Let me read this subject to you, Brother Virgil, and I want you to weigh in on Facebook Live. I want you to weigh in. You too, Felita. Let me read the second topic. We already did our disclaimer. Am I judged because I'm black? You hate me, but you want to be like me. My hair, my lips, my eyes, my mind. Why? God made us all as human beings. That is our topic right now, our second topic. Am I judged because I'm black? So with that being said, you know, weigh in on Facebook Live. I want you to type in how you feel about that, like Brother Anthony did, like Sister Barbara did. Come on, Sister Felita Wilts, First Lady, and Brother Virgil. What's going on, man? Let your feelings out about this topic. With that being said, I want to go to Vera Jones right now. Go ahead, Vera. Take the floor, please. Am I judged because I'm black? Go right ahead.
Should I do the whole thing?
Absolutely. We all are. But I like what one of the someone on the podcast said, we don't judge them, but they judge us. And I just want to say thank you, Clarence, for the information on the Moors and Professor Rains. But yes, I do have dark brown skin, and I definitely have some full lips. And I am different for sure. And one thing about me and my hair, I can wear it straight, I can wear it kinky, I can wear it curly, but most of all, I love my afro. And some are judged because of the color of their skin, but I am grateful because my brown skin is me. And if I were blind and I closed my eyes and felt your skin, would I be able to tell whether you're black or white? I don't think so. So back to you, Eddie.
Wow. Let's give Vera a big hand. Thank you, Vera.
Good
Thank
point.
You so much.
Thank you. Well said, Vera. Dr. Granny V's in the house.
Amen. Those Geminis.
Okay. So we're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show on YouTube, and we're the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, you know, on Facebook Live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Virgil said, yes, you know we are. The topic is, am I judged because I'm black? And Brother Virgil said, yes, you know we are. And Felita clapped her hands. Barbara clapped her hands. Let's see, what else do we have here? Okay, and so this is, you know, that's why I gave a disclaimer in the beginning. We don't hate anybody. We don't hate nobody on the show. This is a civil rights talk show, and DeSantos does not want black history taught in any classroom, And if you feel sensitive, he doesn't want Caucasian people to feel offended that what happened about slavery. Come on, face the reality. It was a technicality, and it was unbelievable for the people that it happened to. It was disastrous for the people that had to go through that. But with that being said, this is the question. And so we want to face the reality. You want to call me an animal, but you want our women. You want to call us an animal, but you want to eat the food that we cook for you. You want to call us an animal, but you wanted us to build your homes and your railroads and your streetlights and all these other things. And oh my gosh, we got some Felita. Okay, I'm going to read two things. And it's 10:30. We're going to go into we're going to get off this in just a minute, but not before we hear from everyone. Sheila Timberlake said, wait, hold on. I want to shout out James Hudson. Welcome, Brother James. Thank you for your statement. Sheila Timberlake said, you know what hurts me the most is when I see it being our own kind treating us as bad as the ones we say are racist. When we stop doing this. Oh, you're right. Especially, you know, if you're African American and you're hanging out with certain people and you think you're them or you want to be like them, let them get mad at you, and then you're going to see how close you guys really are. No, we shouldn't do it to each other, and nobody should do it to us, and we shouldn't do it to them. We as a black people, we always accept everybody, but they don't accept us. That's the reality of what we're dealing with. And look, this has nothing to do with being racist. This has everything to do with being human. Because when you break it all down, when you break it down into layman terms, everybody got a right and left leg to put their pants on. Everybody got to wash their face and brush their teeth in the morning. No matter what color you are, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, you have to face these realities every single day. You are a human being. You hurt like everybody. You cry like everybody. You die like everybody. It doesn't matter what color you are. Let's remove the color lines and face the reality that we're just all humans. If we can get past the animosity because we're so great, we can't help it because God made us great. Let's read what Felita wrote. First Lady Felita wrote, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And it's happening, guys. Felita, that was so well said. That was a wonderful bomb you just dropped, and it was a love bomb, okay? All right, we need a love bomb sometimes. It says, okay, Cousin V said DeSantis served in our military. He served in our military, but he does not deserve to serve as president of the United States if he doesn't want black history in the classroom. If he doesn't want black history in the elementary, middle school, high schools, or universities, he does not need to serve because he is biased and he is racist towards certain ethnicities. And that is against God's will. God said, I made you all equally. God made us all. He didn't say, okay, so-and-so, are we only going to love these people? No. God loves us all, each and every one of us, and every strand on our head. So with that being said, we're going to go right quick because it's 10:34. We need to go into our regular topics. And matter of fact, let me tell you what our regular topics are. Regulate the Manual with Clarence M. Allen. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss Mental Health in You with Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss Poetry in Motion. You don't want to miss that with Linda Goldie. You definitely don't want to miss Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. And you definitely do not want to miss the commentary with Professor Reams. So you want to hold on to your seatbelt, get your coffee, get your juice, get your glass of water, get your smoothie, and hang in there and put your seatbelt on because you're on a ride on the Civil Rights Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. On YouTube, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show on Facebook Live, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so with that being said, our second topic, I am judged because am I judged because I'm black? You hate me, but You want to be like me. You play my music in your car. You get your lips like mine, your hair like mine. You even want to talk like me. You want to be a rapper like me. But God made us all. With that being said, I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. Am I judged because I'm black? Go right ahead.
Absolutely, yes. From the younger generation, the Crown Act that just passed, we had discrimination upon how we choose to wear our hair. So I love you up there for saying what you just said. We have so many various ways we can wear our natural hair. And because of that, and because of the color of our skin, we're shamed for things that we choose to have pride in. And now that, as you said, people will, it looks like being undermined or misunderstood because of the color of our skin. And
right.
The insult, the injury is, like as someone else just said, our own race. It's just like the poem that I read recently to our panel, Lord, why did you make me black? It signifies us being in the image of God.
Yeah.
He had hair like lamb's wool. He had skin like ebony, eyes of fire. How can you depict or take away from the history that we were supposed to have gained over 500 years ago?
Right,
now,
right.
Now, going forward, yes, it's an insult to me. So what we have to learn to do is, I've heard so many say, if we, African, Ethiopian, Egyptian, African-American, American, and stop calling us black, we're not black. Our skin is brown, absolutely, but we're not black. African or Afro-American people is who we are, and we stand for something. So to have somebody else try to mimic or take away what we already have gained in our culture to deem something worthy of being us is wrong. But, I mean, in the same token that when people want to learn and come and be like you, we have to give the greatest example. So we haven't had the greatest example either. We grew up being enslaved. So we're still learning how to be. So it's up to also the people before us to make sure that we continue that legacy so that it doesn't die. And I yield back.
Mm.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you, Kalana. Thank you, Kalana. That was well said. Well said. Now wait. Caller in the 786-714 area code. Are you there?
Yes, this is me. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh,
good morning, Cousin V. Good morning,
Cousin V.
Good afternoon, this one lady.
Okay, it's 7:38. You hear some beeping. Okay, we're going to put you on. Just a minute. Okay. Okay. So with that being said, we have discussed our topic, and our topic was a hot topic, both of our topics. Now it's time for the word of the week and the scripture of the week. The word of the week is doorkeeper. Doorkeeper. That is the word of the week, doorkeeper. That was what my sermon was about yesterday. Doorkeeper. Okay. Our scripture of the week is Psalms chapter 84, verse 10. And I'm going to read that in just a minute, Brother Sheraton. Don't go away. Our scripture of the week is Psalms chapter 84, verse 10, and it reads, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Okay, our word of the week is doorkeeper. Our scripture of the week is Psalms chapter 84, verse 10, and it reads, one day, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. There you go, right there. What's up, Randy? What's up, Cousin Randy Lamb? What's up, Elaine? How are you? Welcome. Anthony Sheridan says, have to get back to work, my Dorsey folks. Love you guys and love what you're doing. Hey, man, we love you too, Brother Anthony. God bless you, man. Thank you for coming on, man. Sheila Timberlake said, DeSantis is afraid of his party and friends finding out he's half black. He's half black. So he's trying to run from the truth. Okay, I didn't know that DeSantis was half black. That's a new one for me. Thank you. James Hudson said, hell is going to be full of people who hate any race simply because of the pigmentation. Love you, one another. Amen. We should love one another. Wow, thank you guys for weighing in on Facebook Live. Thank you, Felita Wilson, weighing in. Cousin V, we're going to come right back with the sports report in just a minute. Randy Lamb all the way out there, man. Shout out to you, Randy, and your wife and the kids, all my family out there. Okay, without further ado, we're going to start off with poetry in motion. We're going to start off with poetry in motion. Let's get Cousin V back on. Let's see. Without further ado, Linda Goldie, take the floor, Linda Goldie. Give us poetry and motion. 10:41 a.m.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I'd just like to say quickly that there's a lot of evidence that the first people on the earth, Adam and Eve, were black. Because from where they came from. Anyway, okay. When this earth is stripped and bare and suffers in the silence there, while rich men ride the galaxy, they think they'll be forever free until they face eternity. But while we live and know God's hand to heal and free at his command, no matter if the hour is late, it's worth our time to pray and wait to learn that love will conquer hate. Now, if you really doubt it, how could you live without it?
Wow, that's really good. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Linda Goldie. Thank you. Thank you very much, Linda. All right. All right. And without further ado, let's keep it rolling with Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. Thank you, Talana. Give us Words of Wisdom. Words of Wisdom.
All right, good morning, everybody. Again, welcome to Words of Wisdom. I want to share a brief affirmation I do believe fit, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I read this before, so I hope if you remember, just try to resonate with me. But this goes out to all of us, man, woman, child who has ever served, compromised, sacrificed for anything. You are a revolutionary and you are meant to be celebrated. So I continue to cherish, celebrate life and pass down what we have. So passing down your love and the spirit of freedom to our children, to the youth, so they can understand how to be, because the ways that we grew up around are gone. And so is the discipline. And that's what's lacking, I believe, why we all need to understand fighting and brutality, any abuse against each other is only detriment, like Clarence said earlier, to the power that we have amongst ourselves. We're taking away some things that we should already have gained. So this is what I have to say. Okay.
Amen.
Dad, this is for you. And I hope you guys enjoy.
All right.
So God's love feels more than medicine. You are so worthy. Trust that all your efforts are worthwhile. I thank you, Lord, that wherever you tell me to serve, I will go. Where the Lord wants me, I will be. And he is always on time. He is close to our hearts at all times. Over every mountain that we have had to conquer and every obstacle that we have come in front of, we have overcame together. Through the grace of God, no matter what we face in life today, we always keep God in our forefront. Remember that he is our rock and that God is the King of all kings and Lord of all lords. He will never, ever leave us. Tower over your mercy made new every single day, always in your presence and never away from your sight. We have to continue to pray, climb, maintain, and keep moving forward. Thank you, God, so much, and God bless you for working with us today.
All right. Thank you for working with us. Don't. Good morning, Linda Lee. All right. Good morning, Linda Lee. Yes, so you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and at this time, and following this health and wellness, we're going to go right into the sports report. We really need the sports report today. Let's find out what happened to the Lakers. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But without further ado, Vera Jones, take the floor. Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, give us health and wellness. Go right ahead, Vera, take the floor.
Okay, Eddie, right before I begin, I have someone that would like to say hello.
Happy Memorial Day.
Well,
good morning,
everybody.
Memorial Day.
This is Zandria.
Good morning, Zandria.
We love
you,
Zandria.
Yes, good morning, Zandria. Happy
good
Memorial
morning,
Day.
Good morning, Zandria.
Okay, Zandria, thank you so much. Okay. Before I begin, I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, I am Dr. Granny V. And today I wanted to speak to you about castor oil. Now, castor oil is a vegetable oil. It's pressed from castor beans. And it surely has a distinct taste and smell. And it's kind of like slightly yellow. And it is best to be purchased in a glass or amber bottle, not plastic. And it's great to make sure that it's hexane-free because you will have less side effects. Now, this oil is very powerful. Every home should keep a bottle. And it's a great carrier oil as well. And we can also use this particular oil at room temperature and along with other products. Now, there are many beneficial properties for its use. It's an anti-inflammatory, it's a great antioxidant, and you can internally take 1 to 3 tablespoons as needed, and you can chase it with an orange or something sweet. You don't have to take it every day, but depending on what your body needs, it will be great. It is also a laxative if you are constipated. It's great for stretch marks, dark spots. And remember, it's a omega-3 fatty acid. You can use this in oil pulling as soon as you wake up in the morning. You can help to thicken your hair, moisturize your skin, and it is best used to strengthen the joints or help with flexibility. You can also warm it and rub it on your belly to melt away belly fat. Now, this is also great for hormonal imbalance and inflammation that we may have in our liver. And as a child, what we had to do, we had to line up to have a teaspoon every morning with an orange. So if you decide what you can do, if you would like to make a castor oil pack for yourself for a natural remedy, make sure that you dry skin your breast. You dry skin your body with a breast without wetting it because it helps stimulate the lymphatic system. Now, this is also great if you make a hot pack to sleep, and it helps for digestion. Now, if you have any inflammation in your body, it will help release it, especially in the gut area. And it's great to just put it on the right side of your body. And you could do your own research, but it helps remove toxins in our lymph nodes, our liver function, and also fibroids or cysts. And I did mention joint pain. So if you have pain, and also this is a great help for the gallbladder with inflammation or if you have stones. And last but not least, this will also calm the parasympathetic system as well. And if you need to find out what to do and how to do to make your own castor oil pack, do your research. But I will tell you that you will need like a flannel cloth or wool and an electric heating pad or a hot water bottle with a large trash bag or saran wrap so you can make sure that when you lay down, whether you're relaxing, reading a book, or meditating, you can allow this to stimulate your entire body. And guess what? Your body will release, and you will notice a difference in the feeling. Afterwards, make sure that you drink plenty of water, because remember, we are working on our vessels, our tissue, our organs, and our glands. And that is my segment for today for health and wellness. Make sure that you drink enough water, have enough fiber, exercise daily, and prayer is number one. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
Well said, Dr. Granby. Doctors and
well said. Excuse me. Thank you very much. Excuse me, Eddie. I didn't mention the side effects, which will, for some people, it may cause them to have diarrhea or they may become nauseous. And for others, there may be abdominal cramps while the castor oil pack is doing a job. And for others, it may lower your blood pressure. So be aware of that. And it's not recommended for any woman that's pregnant or children under six. Amen.
Amen. With that being said, thank you for the health and wellness. We're going to go right to Cousin V with the sports report all the way from Florida. Cousin V, take the floor. Give us a sports report. We still have Clarence and Madeline with Regulate the Manual, and then we have Professor Reeves with the commentary. Without further ado, Clarence and Madeline, Cousin V, take the floor. Give us a sports report.
Okay, I'm at work, so it kind of has noise in the background. So I'm going to start off. We do have some sports with the Major League Baseball. The Astros beat the A's 6-3. The Rangers and the Orioles play, but I don't have their score. The Mariners beat the Pirates 5-0. The Red Sox did play the Diamondbacks. The Phillies beat the Braves 2-1. The Dodgers did play the Tampa Bay Rays. I think they went back and forth over Saturday and Sunday. The Rockets
uncover your
beat
phone. Uncover your phone. We can't hardly hear you. We can't hardly hear you.
So let's see.
Okay, now we can hear you.
Okay, and so the Rockets beat the Mets 10-7. The Marlins beat the Angels 8-5. The Twins beat the Blue Jays 9-7. And then, like I said, the French Opening is happening now. It's played from May 22nd through June 11th. And I can't believe Wednesday's the last day of May already. And I do want to just say a shout-out to my son who's on the radio that I heard you say him. Hello to him. And then also happy birthday to my Kimberly. Her birthday was on Saturday, so I did get a chance to speak to her. She went to Oklahoma and back. So anyway, hats off to Kim. And then back to my sports, the NCAA softball, Oklahoma Sooners beat Clemson. Oklahoma had 48 straight wins since Arizona in 1947. They were up for a tie, but then they came in for a win at 8-7 when one of the players, she caught the ball, but she fell in the pen, but she still had that ball in her hand. So that was exciting to see that. And then in the NCAA lacrosse, we have Notre Dame is going to play Duke today in the finals for the lacrosse championship. And then we had the FIA Formula One World Championship. It was the Monaco Grand Prix. And Max Verstappen, he received the tire award for the pole position after beating the Spanish driver Fernando Alonso by 0.084 seconds. And then NHL hockey. We have the Florida Panthers. they're waiting to see who the winner's going to be between Las Vegas and the Dallas Stars. On Saturday night, May the 27th, Vegas was up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals, and then Dallas came, and a 22-year-old Ty Dellandrea, he hit two pucks in to beat Vegas, and so they will be playing game five tonight. I think it's tonight. No, yes, tonight, because it is Monday. We got a lot going on tonight because the NBA is going to be playing tonight also. But they will be playing game six in the American Airlines Center in Dallas tonight. And then in the NBA news, Nick Nurse and Doc Rivers, they are possible coaches that they're looking into for the San Antonio Spurs. And then we also have Griffin, who is going to be head coach for the Milwaukee Bucks, and he also has a son in the NBA. Saturday night at the Cassell Center in Miami Eastern Conference Finals, Miami was up 3-2, but Boston came back. Man, it's pandemonium. They had us so up in our seats, and they came back, and they beat Miami 104-7. So game seven will be played tonight, Memorial Day night. So we got all this excitement going on tonight. It will be 7:30 in Boston, and this is the first time that Miami has been on the road for a seven-game streak. And then in the NFL, we had Aaron Rodgers has an injury, so he's been sidelined. And then also the Falcons ex, Matt Ryan, is going to the Las Vegas Raiders after Jimmy G's injury. And, of course, we also have Sasha Bezenkov. He's a forward. He's going to the Sacramento Kings. He played in the Olympia Euro League, and he was, like, in the NBA. He had been chosen in the second round, number 57, but he played in the Euro League, and he's an MVP, so he's coming to Sacramento. And then the NBA draft will be held June the 22nd. And also the Denver Nuggets made history, so that's the first time in 4-0 in history, so they're waiting on the championship from Miami or Boston. And then in the WNBA, we had the Las Vegas Aces. Sorry about that because I'm rushing. Las Vegas Aces got their championship ring in the pregame ceremony. And then they went on to beat the Sparks 93-65. That was on Kim's birthday on May 27th. So it was more scores. The Lynx played the Aces, and then the Aces also beat the Lynx 94-73 on yesterday. Then the New York Liberty, they beat the Suns 85-65. The Fever beat the Dream 90-87. And then the Sky beat the Wings 94-88. In the PGA, we had Grillo Argentine. He won first place, and then we had a tie in the second and third place, and Harry Hill from England and two others from the United States were all tied for PGA. They played in Fort Worth, Texas at the Colonial Golf Course. This is my sports report, and have a happy Memorial Day.
Cousin B.
Thank you, Cousin.
Thank you, Memorial Day.
Thank you, Cousin B.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Love you all.
All right. We love you. Now we're going over today because it's Memorial Day. And we got to go over a little bit because we have so much information, so much to talk about, and so much to do. We're actually going to miss mental health in you today. Aretha Adams Jones is not in the studio today, but we respect to Stephanetta Bingley, to Prophetess Monica, to all of our co-producers and co-hosts. But without further ado, it is time for Regulate the Manual with Clarence O'Malley. Take the floor, Clarence, Regulate the Manual. Following that, we'll have the commentary with Professor Reams. Go right ahead, Clarence. Take the floor.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie, to the co-panelists and to our wonderful listeners. Thank you, giving God all the praise and glory for each and every day, and thank him for a man such as Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, which has just been phenomenal, not just on Monday mornings, even when we don't see or hear about him each and every day for the things that he's doing for not just our communities, but nationally and even internationally known. I'm coming to you from the gangsters inside of Regulate the Manual. I'm on step 146. Each page is called a step in this manual, so we're on step 146. Each and every one of us is equipped with a mechanism called survival. Each and every one of us gets up and does the things that we have to do to survive and exist. To survive is to stay alive, exist, and live on. Take some survival skills and mix them up with some good intelligence from a good brain. What do you have? You have the makings of a good gangster. And, of course, you will need plenty of heart, basically using all of your talents as needed and being well-matured, knowledgeable, and having good balance. Then you will have much of the main ingredients it takes to make a good gangster. A gangster is not born overnight. There are no phone calls, and like presto, you are a gangster. You cannot email, fax, text, or tweet. And to many of you cowards who are out there perpetrating the games, you sure cannot cheat in any kind of test. There are numerous shady characters always portraying the image, character, and the role of a gangster. You cannot be tapped with the magic wand. There's no hocus pocus or alakazam to become a true bona fide, homogenized, and down-to-bone gangster. To become a gangster, the roads are long, hard, drudging, dangerous, and promises are not guaranteed. To grow up and to become a gangster is not the life that you should decide to take. Only the few who have taken these roads always have to watch out for everything that they are living for. There are some things that no one should ever hold for a gangster. There are some things that no one should ever know but the gangster. A gangster grows slowly and is carefully nurtured and learns about plenty of games as he is well-schooled, as he is a well-schooled gangster. These true life gangsters will never go down while being blamed, even if it's dead bang. A true life gangster has many narrow escapes, loopholes, alibis within his store. A gangster has not only been taught the ropes to the gangs, but he must also play and has also get introduced, entered, get educated, and experienced the vast arrays of the gangs within the many kinds of the arenas. These skills will become the backbone for handling his business down the line. These skills are what it takes for the gangster to get his food, grab his points, gain his stripes, and evolve into a gangster. It is during these many episodes that there will be lots of love lost during the journeys, and there will also be much love gained as you proceed farther down the road. These are just some of the ways that you may have to take during your discipleship. Come in a gangster. And if you want to know more about this gangster life, go to regulatethemanual.com, go to Amazon, ask your bookstore, Autodesk, or hit me directly for a personal autographed copy of Regulate the Manual, because this book is written and you are in here.
Oh, all right, Brother Clinton. Yes. Thank you so much.
Well said. The regulator.
The regulator.
Happy birthday.
Now, without further ado, we're going to do one of the most important parts of the show, and that is a review of everything that transpired on our show, which is called the commentary, which is done by none other than our real professor, Professor Raines. Without further ado, Professor Raines, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones, and thank you once again for this wonderful forum that you provided us, as I say, our 15 minutes of fame. I also want to thank the co-producers and co-hosts to Cousin V, thank you so much for the sports report. We really need that. Parent Allen, once again, our prophet in the prophet's corner, the regulator, provided us with the idea of the gangster and what that means. To Vera Jones and Zandria, thank you so much. Castor oil, reminding us of its good and bad qualities that we can use to maintain our health and keep our strength going. To Talana, once again, words of wisdom. Knocked it out of the ballpark, especially with your affirmations and your thoughts of the unknown soldier. Melanie Aubrey, I give a shout-out. Dr. Aretha Jones, I give a shout-out. And to Linda Goldie, once again, I got my hug of poetry in motion. And even to many of our guests that have been popping in, I shout-out to all those who have called in and given wonderful testimony overall. So, we talked about two subjects. We talked about Memorial Day as we were honoring our soldiers, but then we also talked about Am I Judged Because I'm Black? So we'll start with Am I Judged Because I'm Black first, because that was definitely the pinnacle, and then we'll end up with Memorial Day. Because we are in this country and we're dealing with a still experiment of the United States, we are still at this point of judgment, we're being judged on a constant basis. As I remember overall, and as many of us, some would say that we are people with no history. So, of course, as usual, as African-Americans are, we sought out to prove everybody wrong. And because of that, this has been our legacy for the longest time. So our word of the week is doorkeeper. And this is important because the fact that what it means to be a doorkeeper, we're going to tie into with Memorial Day. So the issues that we brought up was the Florida governor trying to do his best to rewrite history by restricting the teaching of Black history. Also his attack on critical race theory and his attack on diversity, equity, inclusion, because he signed in the bill that eliminates that, and anything else that deals with rights and freedom, which, of course, is all over the place, because that is an example of what an authoritarian would do, because they want to change the narrative and create a new myth so that gains points. But as I also pointed out earlier, we're in election year, so you will see a battle between the two titans of number 45 and DeSantis as it goes on. And so everyone, as I've said before, vote, 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 start your plan. We have time enough for everyone to get going because the fact that when it comes, you don't want to be surprised, especially in the swing state of the long lines or so. Prepare for it now because we do have time. And then this also sheds light on the challenges we've had in this country for many years of legislation that we've had to put through, the Civil Rights Act. Many people have been lost. People have gone to war and then have come back and still have faced all different racism. And even what Clarence Allen mentioned for the 1,277 soldiers that were slain because all they were doing was because they were in the military and the civilian population didn't like it. However, our God is an awesome God, if I may use that, because Memorial Day is a remembrance. And this is where the word doorkeeper comes in, because it means maintaining security, and that staff is posted around places and provides excellent customer service. And this is what our military men have done as doorkeepers. But we're also doorkeepers as well. And just to remind you of a doorkeeper, Harriet Tubman was also honored for Memorial Day because she was not only a nurse but a cook but also a spy and also led an offensive of the war to guide the raid at the Cabahee Ferry. So it goes back to our blood even to the 17th century that we have been first over the years because it allows us to have legacy. Another thing about doorkeepers, it allows us to provide affirmations. And it also allows us to, as the parable says, that we would rather be doorkeepers in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the house of wickedness, which is what we're facing now. We have a choice between wickedness of what the world gives us or being with the Lord as a doorkeeper. And in doing being a doorkeeper, Talana hit it on the knob by saying that, God, I will serve where you want me to go. So this is where we are. We are doorkeepers now. Our wonderful men and women of the services have been and continue to be doorkeepers. So Memorial Day provides us a reminder of the sacrifices that have been made, that continue to be made, and what will be made in the future. So one way that we can energize ourselves as a reminder is not only to pay homage to them, but also not to have their sacrifice in vain. So let's look at it from this standpoint, as from Todd Beamer, the wonderful person, United Airlines Flight 93, who said, as before 9/11 happened, are you ready? Okay, let's roll. So the way that we can get energized, along with taking our castor oil and being healthy, is to remember the battle cry of our soldiers, of each of the armed forces. So with that, as an honor to them, we have HUYA, which is Navy and Coast Guard, for Army, Air Force, and Space Force, and URA for Marines and for the Marine Corps. And with that being said, we will honor everyone by being the best doorkeeper that God has so bestowed upon us, because that is what he wants us to do, and that's where we've been placed, and we're going to work and move forward, as Talana has said, because God is love, and how can you live without love from God? I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Oh, Professor man,
let's
give it up
for
the
trunk to the limo.
Outstanding, Professor. Thank you, Professor.
Professor Rain.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was really... You can make my job easy.
Yes.
That's nice, really nice. I see a caller in the 323-710 area code. I don't want to see if they want to say something or not. Call in the 323-710 area code. Are you there? Are you there? Call in 323-710.
Happy birthday, Butterfly. We love you.
Oh, okay. Is that the call in 323-710? Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. Okay, maybe they didn't. Okay, anyway, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. What a show we have had for you today. Everything was just, it was wonderful. It was beautiful. And remember, this is a super civil rights talk show. Where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live that came on and is still on right now. Thank you so very much. There's three things I want to share. Number one, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Number two, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And number three, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Sheila Timberlake said, bravo for the commentary. Bravo, bravo for the commentary. We want to thank everybody. We have our show for next week. You don't want to miss next week. I have a question for you guys for next week, and I want you all to answer the question. I want to thank everyone, no matter where you are. May you have a beautiful, wonderful Memorial Day. A special shout-out to my wife, and I want to thank my wife, Mrs. Jones, for helping out. Irene, hey, Irene, how are you? God bless you, Irene. It's such a pleasure. Thank you so much, Irene. It's an honor and a pleasure because, you know, we got to help each other. We have to look out for each other, and we got to lift each other up. And if we're not doing that, what are we doing? So here's what I want you to do. Do something for yourself today on this Memorial Day. If you're going out to put flowers or a flag on the grave of your loved one that served in the military, after you do that, treat yourself to a piece of cake, ice cream, or something wonderful. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
And, okay, put that on hold. Now, there's a song. Okay, Sheila said, let's help our young ladies push her numbers. Oh, the new movie with the black person playing The Little Mermaid, Sheila was saying support that movie, The Little Mermaid. So take yourself to the movie today and support The Little Mermaid. Okay, but here's the deal. God bless you, Irene. And what we're going to do right now is whatever you want God to do for you, whatever, wait, hold on. Oh, God, let's see. I see the calls coming. The calls are still coming in. Whatever you want God to do for you, he'll do it for you. But you got to ask him. You got to ask God to do it for you, and he will. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how long it is. I don't care how much it is. Whatever it is you ask God to do, he'll do it for you. So today we want to close out with a song that I very much love, and it's called Lord, Do It For Me. So we normally close out with what's going on, and I love what's going on. Don't get me wrong, because we always talk about what's going on. But today we're going to close out with Lord, Do It For Me. So whatever it is you want God to do for you, hey, First Lady, hey, Pastor, Rita, all of y'all, whatever it is, God will do it. Okay, somebody said we love what's going on, too. We know that. Yes, Rita, we normally close on that. Thank you, Rita, for watching. Thank you so much. But today we're going to close on this, okay? So listen up, and whatever you want God to do for you, he'll do it. Whatever you want God to fix for you, he'll fix it. Thank you for joining us on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We love you. God bless you. And let this song sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Amen. Do it for me. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Hallelujah. You've been blessed. Thank you. I'm glad you're blessed.
Lord, I still don't do it. It just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. Yeah.
Sometimes I get this when I say like this, I say,
Lord, fix it for me.
Yes, hallelujah.
Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me.
Yes, you love that song? Yes, hallelujah.
Because, Lord, I have a problem.
You know what I'm talking about.
That only you can solve. So, Lord, do it for me.
Can y'all pray that for me?
Lord, do it for me.
Yes, really, yes, it is a great song.
Lord, I need you to do it right now.
Do it right now.
I can't wait till the moment.
Do it for me. Lord, I don't do it. Yeah.
It just won't be done.
Yes, Jesus, hallelujah. Do it for me.
I'll do it.
Hey,
took your hand on your heart. He's doing it for you right now. What if you don't choose? It's just one piece. Oh, Lord. Do it for me. Right now, Jesus is doing it for you. And I want to thank you guys for listening in on the show. God bless you. I love you. And remember, God will do it for you. God will fix it for you. All you got to do is say to God, Lord, do it for me. God bless you. Take care. Peace. Hallelujah. Hey, everybody was on.
Love you, Dad.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We love you. Peace.